Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr, and it's time for the Monday Morning Podcast for Monday, December 24th, 2018. Oh, it's the most wonderful time of the year. You went to your last fucking Christmas party and you stuffed your fat face. And now your wife is going to drag you to midnight mass. God for fucking bid. Are you like me? God for fucking bid you just stay home one day. 24 hours. Just fucking stay. You wake up. You fucking go down and get some breakfast. You scratch your balls, right? Then you mosey on into the fucking living room. You turn on the heat. Turn on the heat and build a fire. Right? Nice toasty fucking house. God for fucking bid. God forbid you lays about doing fuck all, as they say across the fucking way there. Right? God for fucking bid. Now, there's always has to be some fucking social event you have to go to. It's unfucking believable. I'm literally telling her, going like, listen, this is my time off. This is my time off. And then it's just going to immediately, January 2nd, 3rd, whatever the fuck it is, I'm on a plane to fly to the other side of the fucking world to essentially do two shows a night for 10 straight fucking days. Old Freckles here ain't a spring chicken anymore. Can I fucking can I just stay here for fucking one day? One fucking day. Can I fucking have one fucking day? Well, I thought it would be nice. You know what it is, dude? At the end of the day, they don't give a fuck. And if they're not slowly killing you, you're not still married. That's what it is. And all these broads out there bitch moaning and complaining, specifically the white ladies, about how difficult it is. You know, the number one stat, how long you live, you're winning that one. So go fuck yourself with your fucking bean counting, whatever the hell they're doing. I saw some ridiculous tweet there the other day. They were talking about the top 10 fucking grossing comedians. And this other comedian writes, all male. And it's just like, how is that guy's fault? How the fuck are you going to put that on guys? You know, if you look at his census, there's more women than there are guys. So, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I just don't know what to fucking tell you. You know, write a better act. You know, ladies, get out there and go see some female comics. Support it better than you support the WNBA. You know what I mean? Fucking sitting there yelling at us all the time. You guys are not exactly team players out there. Yeah, all right? So why don't you look in your holiday mirror? Take off your stupid antlers. Jesus, what the fuck? It's just everything has just become that. Why doesn't this light white switch work? Ah, because of a white male? Anyways, this is the boo-hoo generation. Anyways, happy holidays, everybody. I was like, man, this is fucking New Year. This is Christmas Eve. I don't have shit to do. And there's just always going to be something. Just every fucking, it's like, how is there always something? Even God, every fucking 6 days, he had one fucking day where he didn't do shit and he created the universe. I'm a fucking ant I'm a universe on the top of a fucking pin, whatever those fucking potheads say. There's a line I'm going to use to my wife. Just out of curiosity, how am I working harder than the creator? The creator of the universe gets more days off a year than I do. How the fuck does that work? I think you're being a little dramatic. I don't think I am. Take out a calendar. Oh boy. This is what I do now. I just go out to the garage. It's soundproof now because I got my drum kit here. And I lose my shit. And then I come out and I just fucking put a smile on my face like fucking Chuck Woolery. That's what I do. And I laugh and I rub my brow like, oh God, you're killing me. That's fucking incredible. You know what I want? You know what I want in the new year? I want one day off a week. Okay? If God needs a fucking one day, I should have two. Maybe that's why we only work a 5-day work week, right? Because if we only took one day off, then we would say that we were on God's level. Do you realize the amount of days off that I don't have puts me, that I'm actually working harder than God? And a couple hundred years ago, or 26 years ago in the South, I would actually be killed for this. What I would be doing was be considered sacrilegious, that I was putting myself on a higher plane, that I could actually sit down with God and be like, oh, what'd you do? Oh, yeah. Well, that's pretty impressive there, almighty maker of everything. But let me ask you this. What's that big goose egg on day number 7 on Sunday? What were you doing then? Ah, yeah, you put your big fucking creative feet up, didn't you? You got your holy hammock over there, didn't you? Well, guess what? I kept going. Huh? And look at me. Look what happened to your creation. You know, you think if God could come down and he'd have enough time to fucking bang a virgin, you know, he could maybe fucking yell down my chimney every once in a while and be like, hey, sweetheart, ease up. You know, ease up on it. Maybe they could do that to all the fucking married women out there. How about you guys? How about you do that in the fucking new year, ladies? I know we have all this fucking work to do. God knows I've seen enough award shows this year of women giving me lectures on how to be a fucking man. How funny is that? Right, if you're a good man, but you're a bad man, and the bad man says you're good, shut the fuck up and get your trophy. Jesus fucking Christ. The fucking lectures and all these fucking guys with their balls tucked behind their P90X thighs just sitting there in the crowd, their tuxedo. I don't want to get in trouble. I'm telling you, somebody's got to do it out here in Hollywood. One of these award shows, somebody has to throw a dinner roll. Just has to happen. I mean, if it's happened to me, I mean, equal rights. All right, already. All right. Anyways, you wouldn't know this, but I was actually in a good mood 10 minutes ago until I realized there was yet another fucking thing. I got everything done. Okay, the fucking tree's decorated. The fucking lights are up. All the gifts are wrapped. The last fucking gift that I was getting my wife, the cherry on top. The cherry on top. All right? You know, I finally got that gift. I have it. There it is. Here it is. This is what you mean to me. All right. Now, can I have a 24-hour period where I just stay in the house? I stay in the house. Nobody's coming over. Nobody's fixing anything. I don't have to get in the car and go down and go fucking get something. I stay right here. I don't read. I watch TV. I fucking relax. I put my feet up. And for one day, I'm treated like a king. Is that asking too much? This is like one of those stupid topics on one of those fucking ladies shows. Ladies, do we need to treat our men like kings occasionally? I'm not saying you're not a queen. I'm not saying... Anyways, what are you guys doing for Christmas? I'm still, you know, this is my last podcast holding my headphone jack here like a terrorist, you know, with my thumb over the top. And I don't know. Then I guess my life gets easier. I'm really playing the victim on all this. I should just be like, no, I'm not doing that. And you know what's funny? My wife would have no problem with it. So what does that go back to? Oh, it goes back to the childhood. That's what it goes back to. I grew up with the sit down and shut the fuck up. We had that carved into wood and hung up on the wall. Sit down and shut the fuck up. But now I get it. Now I get it. You gotta get married and you have to have a kid to truly understand your father. Then you get it. It's like, oh, I totally get him now. I totally get the guy. You know, just coming home. What? I don't know. Just, come on, get out of here. Anyway, speaking of broads, Jessica Kirsten, everybody, you know, you want to talk about somebody who you ladies should be out there fucking supporting. So there's not more people whining about the tour money that people are getting honestly out there. Jessica Kirsten, man, oh woman. This is one of the fucking funniest comedians out there for a long fucking time. All Things Comedy, we're doing a special with her, taping January 11th at the Highline Ballroom in New York City. I'm so excited for this. I'm telling you, you watch what we're doing in All Things Comedy. Paul Verzi's special, by the way, is streaming again on Comedy Central. It's broken all their records for streaming online, and it was named one of the top 10 specials on Interrobang of 2018. So congratulations to the pride of Trenton, New Jersey, Paul Verzi. And then we got Ian Edwards coming out. We got Jessica Kirsten. I'm telling you. We got some good specials coming up in 2019. Can you believe that's the end of this decade? These last two decades have flown by because they haven't really named them. You know? Where it was the 60s, it was the 70s, it was the 80s, it was the 90s, and then it was just nothing. It was all about, oh my God, Y2K, is my fucking flip phone not going to work? How will my refrigerator work at 1 second past 12 a.m.? Huh? We're going to party like it's 1999, still be playing on my stereo? That's what we worried about. And then all of a sudden, nothing really fucking happened. There was no Armageddon. I think a couple people's like little, one of those little handheld things with the stylus that everybody loved having back in the day. I think a few of those crashed, but everything else was fine. And we were so relieved that we never named the decade and we just started invading people. I don't know what Trump is doing right now, but I love bringing troops back. I'm all for that. You know, considering all these fucking wars have effectively bankrupted this company, this country. Well, it's just a big corporation now, isn't it? Yeah. Bring them all back. Bring them all back. Legalize weed. Put up some solar panels. Put the Middle East out of business. Export the fucking weed. Get everybody high. Right? Pay off the debt. Everybody thinks we're chill again. That's what I would do. All right? And any country that still has a problem with us, we'll send him some free t-shirts, a couple of sex dolls, and it'll be all, whatever the fucking Trump did with that fucking fatty over there in North Korea, whatever the fuck he did with him. They went over there, they sat down, you know, they had some jalapeno poppers, right? He brought over a couple of fucking blonde haired, blue eyed hooas, okay? And they gave him the old sweet and sour chicken there. That's a hooker move. Anyways, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what's going on in the world of politics. I don't pretend to pay attention. I just, you know, I'm a man of the people who doesn't want to see the people. That's who I am. I'm the man of people who just wants to stay at home in his fucking house. All right? That's all I want to do. You know, I like the regular people. I like the regular guy in any country just walking down the street. And he's excited because he has that little moment to himself. Hey, maybe I'll go into the pub here. Have a quick little fucking beer and a shot. All right? Come on with a stupid look on my face. My wife's talking to me. I'm not listening. I'll just kiss her on the forehead, pinch her cheek, and face plant onto the couch. Anybody who's doing that in any culture, any race, any continent, you're all right with me. I relate. You know, isn't that what most people are doing? Are most people, you know, you got a family, you just want to fucking feel okay. You know, it'd be great if all the people of the world just looked at the world leaders and just said, hey, relax. Relax. Settle down. Everything's going to be fine. Okay? You're in a palace. You're in a big White House. Okay? Everything's fine. You have plenty. You have your own jet. Okay? Fucking relax. Everybody take it down a few. Right? Wouldn't that be nice if you could just get everybody on the same page? But you can't. You can't even put up a fucking YouTube video without everybody screaming and yelling at each other. I missed most of that Kansas City-Seattle Seahawks game, but I'm going to talk about it nonetheless. All right? I'll tell you right now, I would be concerned if I was a fan of these Kansas City Chiefs from Kansas City, Missouri. Not Kansas City, Kansas. Kansas City, Missouri. I would be very concerned. Okay? Because Andy Reid is a great coach, but when he goes up against other great coaches, he's got to come out of there with a win. Andy Reid up against old sneaky Pete Carroll. Old Pistol Pete. Boom. Out of USC, right as the Wolf was at the door. Ran out the back door, right up to Seattle. Oh, sneaky Pete. You know, Pete Carroll, that's how good that guy looks. You know, he's a year older than Bill Belichick. You wouldn't know. Pete Carroll looks like he's about 55. The man's pushing 70. Great shape, full head of hair. You know? Not a line on his face. And across the way, you got Andy Reid, the everyman. Looks like he drives a fucking snowplow. You know, and you just knew. You just knew. Pete Carroll was going to figure out a way to get it done. You know what? Everybody's flipping out about Patrick Mahomes. You're forgetting about Russell Wilson. You know, you're just taking the guy for fucking granted. I would say that the Seattle Seahawks are the 7-7-1, whatever the fuck their record is. They're that team nobody wants to play. Oh, Jesus. Who the fuck is that? I know who the fuck that is. I don't know. Somebody over in Asia got my fucking cell phone number. And every day, you know, I don't pick it up. And then I listen to the voicemail. And I hear this lady's voice just going, "Ah, you call me, got that out there for the bank for 1-800-625, pop, 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 pop," like some sort of fucking, I don't know what it is for. I have no idea. Maybe it's Kim Jong-un's fucking secretary, and they're sick of me making fun of him on the podcast. What would you do if that guy called in? You know how fucking scared I would be, even though he's in the whole other fucking part of the world, to have a dictator call you up? Think about the first syllable of that word, dick. Right? I'm telling you right now, there's a reason why. That guy's a dick. Maybe that came from dictator, did it? Should I look that up? Would that interest you? Anyways, I missed most of that game, but you just fucking knew. You knew Pete Carroll wasn't going to sit around and get his fucking ass fired in Seattle, no matter how many people he lost. And I got to commend that owner for sticking with them. They know what they got up there. Pete Carroll, he's going to coach for like, what do you think, another 10 years? He's obviously hitting the elliptical every day. He's eating the steamed vegetables. The guy's a beast. What do you guys put him in the coaching history? I mean, that, you got to put, I mean, I know he's got one. Oh, we needed that second one. Oh, we needed, you need that second ring, you know, to get in the conversation. Anyways, you know something else? I'm getting sick of this fucking Miami Dolphins every fucking year with this undefeated thing. And the 72 Dolphins still go on. Yet 1970 fucking two. When are we going to quit glorifying that? They went undefeated in 1972 with two white running backs. That's how fucking long ago that was. Jesus Christ. 1972, they barely invented the Frisbee. The Frisbee was like a decade old. And you haven't done shit since then. Listen to the Dolphins fans talking shit about that. That's literally would be like listening to a Knicks fan. And they that'd be ridiculous if they started talking some shit. They haven't won it since 73. They got a fucking year on you. Anyways, I don't think my Patriots, I don't know, man. I don't know. And then that dude we got from the Browns, poor guy, relapsed. And now, you know, you just hope he goes and he gets, you know, himself taken care of there. I hope they don't suspend him for good. I'm hoping that guy has a full recovery, comes back and fucking has the career he should have had. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm looking at the Patriots. Now that we have home field, I figure we can win one. I don't know about another one. But you never know with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. But if we're not going to win, I want us to lose in the first round so I can enjoy all these other teams that I really want to see do well. I would love to see Kansas City or San Diego. How about the Cleveland Browns? How great would it see? Can they make the playoffs? Like I said, I got the kid now, so I watch as much as I can. I saw Baker Mayfield staring down his old fucking coach. Bit of a classless fucking move, you know, to be in the prime of your physical life, to be staring down somebody who looks like they take Geritol. But you also got to love somebody that plays for the Browns at the quarterback position, having a little bit of swagger. Seeing happy Brown fans, seeing Brown fans with hope, you know, that late in the game. I mean, I haven't seen that. I want to say since the 1980s. When they played in Municipal Stadium. So that's great to see. I love seeing the Texans doing well, even though they lost to the Eagles. That was weird yesterday, having to root for the Eagles. I can't remember the last time I was in a position where I had to root for the Eagles. I got to feel what it felt like to be a fucking Eagles fan yesterday. No thanks. I'll pass on that. Fucking cunts. Can you just put somebody away? What else did I see? I think that was it. I saw a little bit of that Steelers game. I watched a little bit of the Bruins playing the Hartford Whalers. Did we lose that game, by the way? We were up like 2-1, and then, you know, my kid woke up from her nap. Bruins versus Hurricanes. Did we lose that game? Oh, fuck me. Oh, we got smoked in the second period. 3-1. So that put them up 4-3, and then they scored another one. Ah, you sons of bitches. I love that they played the, what was it called, the brass something or other. They played that the old Whaler song when they used to score goals. Ba 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 ba. You guys remember that? Whaler's goal song. What was it? It was the brass something or other. Brass Bonanza. They'd score a goal, right? And then they'd play this song right here, if I can unmute it. That's how old I am. This song was played in National Hockey League games. And I was at the pro level. I'll tell you what's weird. I just realized this. I tweeted about it. Do you know the Hartford Whalers have been the Carolina Hurricanes for 1 year longer than they were ever the Hartford Whalers? How sad is that? They were the Hartford Whalers from 1979 to 1997. So what is that? How many years is that? That's 70 years, 17 years, 18 seasons. And from 1997 on, they've been the fucking Carolina Hurricanes. You know what kills me is I never went to a Hartford Whalers game. It was right down the street. I could have got there in like, I don't know how long, but it just seemed so far away to me back then. I was living just outside of Boston. I could have got there, no traffic, in like 45 minutes, an hour. And I never went. One time, my buddy had tickets. And he's like, oh, but I already asked this other guy. And then the other guy said he wanted to go. I'm like, ah, no worries. And it was a Bruins versus Hartford Whalers. The Hartford Whalers. Ba, 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 ba. What about the Houston Oilers fight song? Houston Oilers, Houston Oilers, Houston Oilers, number one. Remember that? Oh, shit.
Look out, football, here we come. Houston Oilers, number one.
How much work did horn players get back in the day? That's not really true. You've yet to win a Super Bowl. Boom, 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 boom. Here it is.
We're the Houston Oilers, Houston Oilers, Houston Oilers number one.
There you go. There you go. I was watching this whole thing on fucking Earl Campbell. I was like, I remember that song. That's how easy it was back then. Every song started the same way. Ga-ga, ga-ga, brrrrata. And then some horns came in, and then some guy in a tuba was just going, boom, 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 boom. That's it. Then now, you know, because of these fucking DJs, they stripped all of that away, and now all we're left with is just the tuba bass line, basically. Bomb, 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 and then the trumpet comes in. $2 trillion in national debt. Anyways, I don't know what I'm talking about here, everybody. That felt good. The top of the podcast, I might have came in a little hot, but it felt good to get that out of me. You know? I'm going to fucking work out and eat well. I haven't drank in 30 days. That might be another part of the problem. 30 fucking days. 3-0. So Christmas tomorrow is going to be a 31, an official, you know, month. No boozing. And all I got to do is just get through that day. You know, my wife is trying to convince me to have a friend of ours got this really nice bottle of wine. But I'm just going to say no. I'll be like, yeah, let's drink it on Valentine's Day. I'm just going to keep pushing it. Pushing it, pushing it, pushing it. Because, you know, I'm an old dad and I got to fucking grow up. I got a lot of growing up to do. And a lot of the yelling that I did and all the bullshit I did at the top of the podcast. You know something? You know something? That had more to do with me than anybody else. And that's what I'm realizing. I need to learn to express what it is that I want, what it is that I need, and I got to stop acting like I'm fucking 22 years old. All right? It's over, Bill. Grow the fuck up. Houston Oilers. This is what the fuck I'm doing. 50 years old. This is what I look up online. Oh, remember this game? That's what the fuck I do. Just become this sad man. my lovely wife is going to throw down. My lovely wife, who deserves such a better guy, is throwing down. She's making some lamb chops tomorrow, which are going to be fucking delicious. And I'm just drinking the club soda. That's all I'm doing. And I'm going to try to maybe play a little bit of drums early in the day. That's it. All right. And I already know, you know, my kid's going to have a great Christmas. She doesn't quite get what Santa Claus is, but she loves the tree. So next year it's going to be on, you know. It's going to be a lot of fun. So anyways, let me read a little bit of advertising here. And by the way, thank you for listening. What are you doing that you're listening to the shit and you're not with your family, huh? Are you in between relationships? Were you sent on an assignment? I hope you were, because if you were, then the top of this podcast was fucking cathartic for you. All right, Dollar Shave Club, dude. Dollar Shave Club has everything you need to look, feel, and smell your best. And you never have to go to a store. By the way, how the fuck is guys making all this money instead? How is that sexist? They're not forcing anybody to go see their tours. You know, they had great years as comedians, and you just have to come in there and you can fucking go out and fucking write a great act. People will come. Am I whining because I wasn't on the list? Where am I? No redheads. Dollar Shave Club. Dollar Shave Club, dude. Take FOA. Dollar Shave Club has everything you need to look, feel, and smell your best. And you never have to go to the store. That's because they deliver everything you need right to your door. And they keep you fully stocked on what you use so you don't run out. Here's how it works. Dollar Shave Club has everything you need to get ready. No matter what you're getting ready for. All right? A dinner. A Christmas party, a bank robbery. You want to, you know? He really scared me with the gun, but I have to tell you, he really smelled great. Dollar Shave Club. They have you covered from head to toe for your hair, your skin, your face, you name it, they have it. And they will automatic, and they have this new program where they automatically keep you stocked up on the products you use. So whatever you do, don't, you know something? And that might save your life one day. You hit your head on the tub and people just see all this bathroom product stocking up at your fucking door. We should go in there and check on them. You know, and they'll catch you mid-seizure. You determine what you want and when you want it, and it shows up right at your door from once a month to once every 6 months. Plus, with their handsome discount, the more you buy, the more you save. And right now, Dollar Shave Club, this is a great thing, too, for those doomsdayers. You know what I mean? The Armageddon preparers. You got to make sure you have plenty of toiletries. You can have all the fucking soup in the world, but if you can't wipe your ass, what are you going to do? Peel the label off the fucking chicken noodle soup? You need some one-wipe cherries. Plus, with their home discount, the more you buy, the more you save. And right now, Dollar Shave Club has a bunch of starter sets you can try for just $5, like their oral care kit, ladies. After that, the restock box ships regular-sized products at regular prices. Get your starter set for just $5 right now at dollarshaveclub.com/burr. That's dollarshaveclub.com/burr. Oh, who's texting me? Who is texting me? Somebody wishing me a Merry Christmas. Isn't that nice? That's the kind of thing that you like around Christmas. You know what I mean? Hey, how come only Santa Claus rides in the sleigh? Why does his wife have to stay home with those little people? I think it's time for a female Santa Claus. All right, my bookie. Hey, how you doing? Hey, bull season's here. Oh, it's time to get into the action with my bookie. Don't be a gabagool there. Don't be that guy with no rooting interests as your relatives or friends sit around watching the game. Hey, not this year. What? When there are a record 41 bowl games, to bet on, including the national championship game on January 7th. It really is the most wonderful time of the year to go gambling with your children's college tuition. Let's have a beer. Okay, make sure you're ready for the daily action by signing up at MyBookie today. They pay fast when you win. Ownership really cares about good customer service, and they offer you the craziest props. Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. And if you want to make money, hey, you want to make some money, during the bowl season, you got to go to MyBookie. Oh, I trust them, evidently, according to the copy. But you don't have to take my word for it. Check them out for yourself. Join now at MyBookie. MyBookie will offer you a 50% deposit bonus to make sure you have a nice bankroll for bowl season. All right, get the fuck out of here. Use promo code XXXX. I guess that's Burr. They didn't put it in here. When you deposit to activate the offer, that's promo code Burr, I'm going to guess, at MyBookie. How you doing? Get the fuck out of here. How's your mother? You play, you win, you get paid. Try the sauce. All right. There you go. That's the advertiser. Let's get in on some questions here. Can I go a little short here? Can I come up a little bit short? Houston Oilers, number one. My ticket prices would have been higher, but men came in and made them lower. That's why I'm not on that list. I would have played a bigger venue, but men came and chased the crowd away. That's sexism. Name checked in a rap song. Hey, Billy Goat Gruff. Just giving you a heads up that you are mentioned by name in a new song, Iron Claw, by Czarface, Inspector Deck from the Wu-Tang Clan, and 7L and Esoteric from Boston. Ghostface Killer is on the track, but unfortunately, the mention of Got the Filter of Bill Burr obviously comes from the white dude from Boston. Well, what's wrong with that? What are you, ashamed of being a cracker? Keep up the good work, and maybe you'll have Better luck next time. Oh, Jesus. Look at this. This poor bastard. He doesn't like his fucking cream-colored skin that's gotten him his fucking townhouse. Huh? What's the matter? Are you guilty with all your privilege? You should go on tour. Evidently, you'll make more money than the broads out there. I like how you totally just fucking completely disregarded this guy as a musician just because he was white. I mean, I don't understand what's going on in the world right now, okay? Can we just fucking, you know, if somebody's good, just say they're good? Can we do that? Can we stop with the fucking bean counting and that shit, you know? I love that, you know, this business was like completely racist and sexist, homophobic and all of that type of shit. And now to correct it, they're going to go the other fucking direction and just, it's just like they don't know how to do it. It's like, it's not about an algorithm. It's not a formula. Just whoever's the best, just give it to them. Whoever makes your heart sing, hire them. That's it. Okay, where am I? Boys versus girls. Dear Billy Wrongballs. Oh, God, my balls are wrong, too. I thought it was just my mouth. Now my fucking nuts are dragged into it. An accessory to the crime. You mentioned a few times how you're glad you have a girl versus a boy. I have one of each, and I can tell you for sure that it's not the case. All right, so basically what you're going to do is what I did. I based the whole world on my wonderful daughter. So evidently you don't have a good daughter, so now my daughter's going to be bad. Not that boys are better, they're just different. Girls are very emotional, and their attitude is way more defiant in different ways. Ironically, misuse of the word, parentheses, my four best friends all have one of each as well, and we have had this talk a bunch of times. All right, now he has numbers on me. All right, now I'm losing. We're all different people and parents and have different ethnic backgrounds. Fuck! He's got a great algorithm going here. And one conclusion we came to quickly was that it's a trade-off. Some things are way easier with boys. You're a man who's been around, so you know that there are major differences in the ways boys and girls and men and women process things. Dude, can you just let me enjoy when she's a kid? I don't need to know that she's going to hate me when she's 8. My daughter is very kind and very polite, but at times she can be a bit, how do I say, intense. Once again, I'm not trying to convince you that boys are better, just that you'll see when girls can be a handful. No, I didn't think it was going to be an easy ride. I'm just saying that boys are animals. They're lunatics. Like the first 10 years of their life, they're lunatics. Can you give me that, sir? Now, I got to respect you because you're further down the road than I am, so you got the experience on me. I'm still a rookie here. I'm about ready to start the sophomore jinx. Year number 2. I'm already 2 years in. Next month. Again, not a blanket statement. I'm sure your daughter will continue to be an angel, but she has yours and Nia's spitfire genes, and she will surely show it in a few years if she hasn't already. No, she has. She has. I'm happy you're glad you had a daughter and not trying to convince you otherwise, so don't call me a cunt. I just think you're being a bit naive. Go fuck yourself. Just fucking call me naive. You argue like a broad. Like you just literally said, you know, I'm going to tell you something, but you have to promise you're not going to get mad. Not trying to convince you otherwise, so don't call me a cunt. But now I'm going to call you naive. Food for thought. Go fuck yourself. That whole fucking thing, that guy can go fuck himself. Hey, not trying to be this, not trying to be that, just saying you're way fucking wrong. I'm not trying to convince you otherwise, just saying you're fucking, you know, you're a bit fucking naive. That's some food for thought. Hey, here's some food for thought. Why don't you go fuck yourself, all right? You're not me, and I'm not you, and I'm very happy for you and your United Benetton colors of fucking friends that you have. But you guys can all go fuck yourselves, all right? Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, I got to be honest with you. You didn't really tell me anything that I didn't already know. Women are more emotional. Gee, thank you for that gem. I never noticed. I never noticed that men and women process things differently. Now, you know something? Now I'm going to be a cunt. Let's go back to this. I have one of each. Not that they're better. They're just different. You had like your hands up the whole time, you know? your fucking gun belt around your ankles, and then you took a giant shit all over. Yeah, that really bugs me. I like it better when people go, "Hey, Bill, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about." All right, just then at least I know where you stand. Granted, I'll still get upset. All right, shitty new bosses. I already know how I'm going to handle when my daughter gets upset with me. I'll just be like, hey, all right. I get it. Go talk to your mother. I don't understand these things. Hey there, Billy, no boss. My company just got bought out. I have a boss. I work for Netflix, Efforts for Family. My company just got bought out, and this job I love will be majorly affected by this corporate shithouse. I've had a lot of freedom to be creative and innovative, but that's all going to go away. Yes, it is. Here comes the algorithms. Bum, 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 ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba. Don't have fun. Don't fuck each other. We're a fucking corporation. Pour this shit in the drinking water. Who cares if babies have birth defects? I've been told that there will be a set of guidelines put in place that will essentially rob me from all the joy I had. It's really heartbreaking because I've just reached the point where I am able to make good money. The new bosses came in and started talking to us like there were existing problems that needed to be fixed. This is, of course, ridiculous because they bought us because of how well we were run and how innovative we have been. Should I just quit now so I don't have to deal with everything that is to come? I've saved a lot of money, but it's a unique job, and I'm not sure I'll be able to find anything like it in the near future. Well, then I wouldn't quit it. I, you know, something. God bless anybody in the corporate world that deals with stuff like that, and you just don't go be like when they come in, you can't tell them to shut the fuck up. Because what's going to happen is they're going to ruin the company. They're going to make it worse. And no one's ever going to step to them and say that, you know, you guys took a great thing and you made it less great. / fuck the whole thing up. No one ever tells them that because all they do is look at the bottom line. I've watched enough fucking documentaries and shit and listened to enough people. Like, they have to just, like, corporations, the way they do business needs to be fixed. Because it's just a fucking runaway train. It affects our foreign policy. It affects people's quality of life. Everything from how much money they make to like the environment, how polluted or not polluted it is. And because politicians have their money pouring out of their pockets. Like they've just fucking, they're treasonous people that just, yeah, they exist without fucking borders. They're the worst. They are the fucking worst. We can agree on that. Boys versus girls, who gives a fuck? Just the corporate mindset is just fucking insane. Merry Christmas, everybody. My girlfriend, the aspiring model. Dear Bill, same shit, different toilet. I'll rush through the generic intro. I'm dating the girl of my dreams. We've been exclusive for 3 months, but I've been dating for a total of 8 months. She's gorgeous. Her beauty has no boundaries. I've been in other serious relationships before, but none quite like this. I'm truly in love with my best friend, like something Nicholas Sparks shit out. Well, who the fuck is that? Now I got to look that up. He says, yada, yada, yada. You get the gist. Who the fuck is Nicholas Sparks that he shits out models? All right, I got to look this up. Houston Oilers. Nicholas Sparks. Not movies, you fucking cunt. Oh, God, I fucking hate Apple. Fucking cunts. You want to talk about a corporation that just infiltrated my whole life. Now everything I have is like run by those cunts. This stupid round building. He's a novelist? What the fuck? No wonder I didn't know who it was. The guy writes books. All right, hang on a second. Merry Christmas to all my friends and readers. He writes books. Nicholas Sparks is one of the world's most beloved storytellers. All his books have been New York Times bestsellers. Jesus Christ. And I don't even... back in the day, I knew who the... I would know about a guy like this. There's just no more bookstores. He's got a sweater over a button-down shirt. He's leaning up against a fucking pole on a dock. I mean, this guy is a quality human being. Nicholas Sparks is one of the world's most beloved storytellers. All of his books have been New York Times bestsellers with over 105 million copies sold worldwide in more than 50 languages, including 75 million in the United States alone. Sparks wrote one of his best-known stories, The Notebook. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I get what you're saying. You're like living a chick flick. Okay. I get it now. All right. Something Nicholas Sparks shit out. Okay. So I guess he puts out a lot of product. Anyway, she's an aspiring model and pretty good at her craft. Her and the camera get along great. Anyway, her lack of experience has her still getting offers from unknown photographers. In particular, a guy she's done a few shoots with in the past. This time he wants to shoot nude and without pay. Fuck no. Obviously, I have a problem with this. She doesn't need to be naked. Don't do that. I want her to pursue her passion, but this in particular doesn't sit right with me. I've never met this guy. He's not paying her to shoot. And what's her reasoning for wanting naked pictures of my girl? I've watched enough Jerry Springer and Forensic Files not to trust it. Definitely. She talked to me wanting my blessing, which makes me feel worse. I told her my unease about it, but in the end, I trust her and will be okay if she goes ahead. She wants to model, so I'll have to get over things like this. No, you don't. But right now, it's a tough pill to swallow. Any advice or comic relief you could provide would be appreciated. Thanks and go fuck yourself. No, fuck this piece of shit. And then he's going to sell these naked photos of her when she fucking gets somewhere. This guy's a piece of shit. He's not even giving her cab fare to get over there. No. Fuck this guy with his artistic nude shots. This guy's a fucking creep. He's going over to her apartment. That guy is a fucking creep. He's a fucking creep. He's going to jerk off to the pictures. Okay? Any first year fucking cop would tell you that. All right? You got to go worst case scenario here, dude. Fuck this guy. All day long. You have to tell your girlfriend that, you know, being a model doesn't mean getting naked. You don't have to do that shit. That's just fucking creepy shit. There's no fucking reason ever for them to do that shit. Ever. Give me a scenario why they would have to be naked. They're a fucking model. You're modeling clothes. You're standing next to a refrigerator being like, wow, I really like that refrigerator now because that woman's so beautiful. You don't have to fucking sit there with your tits and your clam out. What the fuck is that for? Why? Why does she have to be naked? Jesus Christ, a fucking two-piece bathing suit's going to show pretty much everything. No, I would say no. I would say I got a bad feeling that this is going to come back. I want you to have a great career. This is going to come back and bite you in the ass. Your bare ass. All right? You're going over to this guy's apartment. He's not paying you, and you have to get naked, and he's taking photos. And this is somehow going to further your career? He's going to, send these fucking photos around? Your parents are going to see him. This is a bad fucking move. Say what I just said without the angers in the F word. All right, worst dessert. Dear Billy Baker Balls, my aunt makes a peppermint cake every year, and every year I look at it like, why would anyone want a cake that tastes like toothpaste? Was wondering if you had strong feelings about any desserts that have crossed your holiday table. Merry Christmas to you and your two angels. Let's see here. I don't like coffee, so I don't like anything coffee flavored. I don't like marshmallow. I don't like s'mores. I don't like anything with marshmallows. I don't like candy in my cookies, like M&M cookies or Snicker bar crunches. Like that's just this unholy fuck. It's like you're already eating a cookie. Do you got to jam a fucking? I don't like any of that. I don't like a scoop of ice cream with a cookie. I'm either going to have ice cream or I'm going to have a fucking cookie. I'm really not going to have any of that shit anymore because I kind of got sugar out of my life, although the holidays has come back a little bit. The first time you have something with sugar after you haven't been eating it, you're like, dude, what the fuck is this? It's terrible. It's terrible for you. But I like pie. I don't mind a little whipped cream on my pie or I mean, an a la mode, you know? I don't mind shit like that. Ah, fuck, my wife told me to make a pie. Ah, Christ. Never ends, does it? When will it ever end? When will it ever end? Who's that? The Kingston? Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Remember that? Where have all the something gone? A long, long time ago. The Kingston Trio. Yeah, I'm not into marshmallows. I'm not into fucking coffee flavored anything. And I don't like, I love the way coffee smells though. And I don't like, I don't like incestuous desserts where the fucking cookie fucks the candy or the candy gets inside the cookie. That's just for super, super, super fat people. That's like their speedball. Like it's not enough to do heroin or just do coke. You gotta fucking do a speedball, you know? Speaking of which, how about that Aerosmith song Combination? Isn't that a great song? Walking on Gucci, wearing Yves Saint Laurent. Barely stay on, cause I'm so goddamn gone. Dollar Shave Club. Dollar Shave Club has, I already talked about this, right? Did I? I think I did. Yeah, my bookie already did that. Oh, I did both the reads. Well, that's right. I was doing the shitty new boss. What a way to start the year. Worst dessert. Oh, that's it. Am I done? I can't be done. That's only, 51.51. It was almost 51.50. Anyways, you know what sucks is we didn't do our holiday card until late this year. You got to do it right on Thanksgiving. That's what my buddy told me last night. The great Al Madrigal let me know. That man does everything right. All right, let's see what I can bullshit about for the next few minutes here. Oh, God, yeah, I was at this fucking party last night. I can't say the comedian's name. I'll tell it someday on his podcast. So I'm at this holiday party last night. Last night was a great party, by the way. I had a fucking awesome time at that, you know, to the point I was one of the last people to go. And there was a comic there, and he had lost like 20 pounds, and he was already skinny. So he's like, yeah, I lost 20 pounds. I'm fucking psyched, right? And he's one of those people that he then keeps tabs on everybody else. So he sees me go over to the buffet, and I got like 4 shrimp, and I got a bunch of lettuce. It's like salad or whatever. And he's looking at me, he goes, that's all you're eating? And I knew it was fucking with him because he's one of those people like in order for him to feel good about being in shape, other people have to be a little out of shape. You know, he's got he would be laughing, right? I'm not being a dick to him. He loves this shit, right? So he goes, that's all you're eating? And I knew what the fuck he was doing. I was just like, yeah, man, I go, I can't eat that other stuff, man. I'll have to take a nap. So long story short, we're there for like 4 hours and I get fucking hungry. So my wife, you know, fixed herself a nice plate and I saw she had a slider. I'm like, oh God, I'd love one of those. So I fucking go up and I go to the, this is like fucking two and a half hours after I talked to him about eating the lettuce and the shrimp, right? And I grab a slider and I'm reaching for a quesadilla, like a little triangle of quesadilla. And I just hear this guy way off across the room. There you go. There you go, Burr. There you go. Right. And I know it's him. So I'm like, this motherfucker, this guy, right? So I deliberately ignored him because I wanted to see how fucking important it was for him to rub it in that I was eating bad. And there was a bunch of people talking and it was loud. So I deliberately turned and walked towards him and I was looking down at the plate and he's going louder. There you go. There you go, Burr. There you go. There you go. Like that. And I fucking looked up and I put my hand on his shoulder and I was like, dude, I heard you the first time. I just wanted to see how much joy you would get. Dude, he was crying laughing. I was like, what the fuck is wrong? We had the funniest fucking exchange last night, right? I was talking to him and I said something. He totally made this face. He just goes, what? And he kind of stepped towards me when he said it. And I said, dude, don't get my fucking face and start getting argumentative. I'm just making a fucking statement, you cunt, right? And then he goes, I wasn't getting in your face or whatever, right? And then like it took me a half hour to process. And I was like, oh, wait. This guy's been to a zillion concerts. He plays guitar. His hearing is shot. And I walked over and I started laughing. I was like, dude, I didn't realize you were a little hard of hearing. I thought you were being a dick. And we were just laughing our asses off that he was so fucking old that now he goes, what? When people talk to him. And then I'm such a fucking defensive cunt that I got in his grill like he was being an asshole to me. I'm not even drinking. And that happened. Oh, my God. That made my night. There you go. There you go, Burr. There you go. There you go. Stuff your face so I can feel good about being in shape. I'll tell you, if there's one thing that I love in life, it's a miserable cunt. And this guy is, he's right. He probably figured out who it is at this point. Miserable cunt, plays guitar. Is happy when someone else is failing. I might as well say his name at this point. And he's one of my favorite people in this business. As I threatened, I've been feeling like going back to church, and I'm going to church today, or this evening, I should say. This is one of the things I have to do today that I'm actually looking forward to. I actually really enjoy going to church with my whole family, because that's something I did when I was growing up. I don't believe a lot of it, but the underlying message before it goes, takes a left turn and we have to go kill some people, as all religion seems to lead to. God loves you and you love him and he just wants to love you and be happy. And these other people we need to kill. I take it just as like the, it's a nice reminder to be a good person. And I would like to start going again. You know, I'm trying to turn the fucking ship around. I lived is it hedonistic? I don't know what the fuck it was, but I have boozed way too much through my 40s. And I said I was going to slow down in my 50s. I was going to go sting in my 50s. All right. You remember me when I'm doing yoga upon the fields of barley. I never did down dog lightly. I want to fucking eat better and I just want to stop fucking boozing. Oh, God, am I going to do that thing? Am I going to be, now that I'm a dad, am I going to start pretending to be who I'm not? Am I going to set an example? I'm not going to lie to my kid. God knows I can't. Just got plenty of fucking podcasts to listen to. Dad, did you drink? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, I did. Yes, 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 I did. And I did it too much. And I wish I didn't. It was a mistake. Anyways, having said that, how long is this booze, no booze run going to go? If I get through tomorrow, I feel like I can get through all of January, and then I'll be getting ready to do a special somewhere. I got to figure out where I'm going to tape it. And then I won't drink. So I'll probably go like to April. That'd be a good thing. Give my liver a nice fucking break. You know what I mean? Like, what's his face? Urban Meyer. That's what my liver's like every couple of years. It's got to take a break, you know, for health reasons. I'm actually going to the last game that legend is going to be coaching, man. That's something else. Where do you put him in the lexicon of great college coaches of all time, man? You got to put that guy up there. And the fact that he was dealing with that fucking cyst in his head, to the point he had to like bend over at the waist. You're like, is that guy going to die? And he plowed through that. Can you imagine how much shit his wife was giving him? I just don't think he should coach anymore. That's all I'm trying to say. You're making it worse. Anyways. So what are your goals? I've had the same goal for fucking 30 years. One of the goals, a drumming goal, and I'm fucking sick of it. Am I ever going to be able to play Good Times, Bad Times? I'm once again trying. I you know what it is? I don't have the stick-to-itiveness. Even though I keep playing drums, I keep doing what the fuck. I love playing them, but I just can't focus on anything to get anything up to speed. I get everything up to like 80%. I can play Good Times, Bad Times at about 75 BPMs. I'm fucking 25 fucking BPMs away. Beats per minute for all you non-drummers out. Well, let's see. I'm going to fucking find out what this is. I should promise you guys I'm going to do a drum cover of that song dressed as John Bonham. I'll put it on my Patreon page when I finally get it down. Let me see here. Good Times, You cunt. Bad times. BPMs. Beats per minute. BPM. Good times, bad time. BPM. What do you got? What do you got? What do you say there? What do you say there? Clicking 94. Oh, fuck. I am 19 BPMs away. I'm just going to keep playing it at 75 until 75 is a joke. And if I have to move up to 76 BPMs, if I just have to fucking inch my way up like that, that's what the fuck I'm going to do. Because that cute little kid there who played it this year, I was just like, what the, you know? It's just that kid, that belief. That kid was just, it kills me too. It's 2 minutes and 46 seconds long. The bass drum lick that I want to play is literally, you know, boom, boom, dead. I mean, what does that take? A second and a half? Then at the end of the song, it's boom, boom, bat. Boom, 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 get, right? What is that? 4 seconds? 5 seconds? That has fucking helped me up for 30 goddamn years. That's it. I'm going to do a daily fucking report, a weekly report. Make sure I stick to this, where I'm at. But you know what sucks? I'm going to get up to maybe 76 BP fucking M's, right? And then I'm going to do this 10 fucking day run in Europe. And by I come back, my foot's going to feel like some old lady. All right. That's it, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. God bless all of you. I hope you had a great year. I hope next year's even better for you. I hope you go after for what you want in life because you only live once, goddammit. So what do you give a shit if you bomb? At least you can be an old man saying, I wanted to do it and I tried and then life kicked me in the nuts, but at least I tried. Turned my scrotum into a speed bag, but I kept coming back. That'll be me someday on YouTube. 90-year-old. Finally gets good times, bad times down. Then I cry and keel over and die. All right, go fuck yourselves. I'll check in on you on Thursday. Ho, ho, ho.